Scott Powell has been released from jail after nearly 2 weeks. Powell has been accused of shooting at a speed enforcement vehicle owned by the city of Santa Fe. He was arrested after allegedly leading police on a chase through downtown Santa Fe. A week after his arrest, Scott Powell's attorney asked for his release, pending 10% payment of the $55,000 cash-only bond. The attorney also asked for an immediate medical evaluation. Powell was released Wednesday to an undisclosed medical facility. Police released video in April of a man they say is Powell getting out of the car wearing a nightshirt and shooting at the speed enforcement vehicle. Voters in the June 4th Democratic primary may see two names on the ballot for Santa Fe County Treasurer. However, just one of the two men is actively campaigning. Oliver Garcia has been keeping a low profile since being charged with fraud for allegedly using fake vouchers to get free car washes. That leaves Patrick Varela as the only candidate actively seeking the position being vacated by Victor Montoya. Governor Susana Martinez and her administration are tapping a former Bush administration official to help set up a health insurance exchange run by the state. The New Mexico Human Services Department has announced they are awarding a one-year consulting contract to Levitt Partners. That's a Utah firm set up by Michael Levitt. He was Secretary of Health and Human Services and an administrator at the Environmental Protection Agency under President George W. Bush. Partly sunny skies are likely today with a high temp near 71 degrees, and there's a very slight chance of some scattered showers this afternoon. I'm John Califf. You can read about these stories and much more by picking up a copy of today's Santa Fe New Mexican.